Hello.
Hi, Dora. It's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, Abigail. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to know how John's assessment went yesterday.
Do you know what was the name of it? Do you know
Sorry?
The name of Family Health? Do you know the name of Family First Home Health Care?
So my agency is called Family First Care.
Family First Care is her agency. Is that who called you? Do you have an Aaron Jenkins working there?
Yes, Aaron Jenkins,
yeah.
He works
yeah,
for us.
Okay. He's trying to give him... Hang on a second.
Hi, Aaron.
No, this is Abigail.
Okay, Abigail, this is John.
Okay.
Hey, right. I went to the bank yesterday, and Wells Fargo's a pain in the ass. They do a 7-year printout, then they mail it to you. They're talking about 2 weeks. So they could do it electronically. Aaron offered to do it electronically for me with the last 4 of the checking account numbers. So I had that information. And if he could help me, that'd be great, because I can't go out there in this cold blue. My lungs, I could barely breathe yesterday.
Okay, so firstly, when I did speak to you on Monday, you said you had all the financial documents and you were going to give them to the service coordinator
from Social Security. I have 5-year printouts.
Fine. So now you're missing the bank.
He called yesterday, and the banks come up with this. He actually called CAO, and now they want these 4 checking account numbers. 3 of the 4 are closed. Chase, I just opened. And then Wells Fargo, I think I owe them like $10. I'm going to close that one today. So 3 of the 4 are closed. They'll just go back 5 years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he offered to do it.
Aaron.
That'd be easier. Because we're going to go with your agency anyway. You pay $14 an hour, right?
Yes, about.
Dora?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go with your agency anyway because she feels comfortable with you.
Okay, no problem.
So if he could help me with my financials
Aaron told you yesterday that he'll help you?
Yes. He's working from home. I know that.
Yes, he is.
And I just called, no answer, voicemail. His voicemail. So I'm trying to get this rolling.
So I see this. Did you had the assessment yesterday, correct?
With
the service coordinator?
No, she called me to tell me that, get this, she calls me and tells me they never got the doctor's form. That's when I said, wait a minute. You got the doctor's form on January 20th. They sent it electronically. So Aaron couldn't believe it. So all three, he said, I can't believe it. So we called, he got all 3 of us on the phone, and she said, yeah, they had a glitch and they had a problem receiving it. I see it was sent on the 20th or the 21st, and now it's showing that they got it the 26th, because they told me I had till next Tuesday to give them the financials. That's what the service coordinator said. But she said, wait a minute, I'm looking here, you don't even have a doctor's form. And then he verified that it was for long-term care. Otherwise, the application gets rejected. And it is for long-term care. So that they checked the right boxes and the doctor sent the form. It's just the county. He said Philadelphia County's the worst.
So you're saying the doctor's form was sent then now, correct?
Yeah, that was sent 10 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So now we're waiting on the bank statements, and Aaron said if you don't get them, he will help you retrieve them.
Fine. Yeah. So I just need him to get the bank statements, and I guess we get the ball rolling.
Yeah, so, but you requested it from your bank, or not yet?
Not yet. I physically went to Wells Fargo yesterday and talked to the manager. She's like, we do a 7-year printout. We can do it, and then it's going to take 2 weeks to ship to mail it to you. I'm like, no, I need this now. She's like, you can go online and do it, but I can't do all that online. I don't know about computers.
Okay, fine. So I'm going to let Erin know that you're still waiting to get the statement, and
okay. Hopefully
he'll be in touch with you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, no
does
problem.
Does Dora need to register with you or anything?
As soon as we have the waiver from the county, she will start getting onboarded with our staffing department, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very
no
much.
No problem. No problem.
Okay,
take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.